Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's the Shuckers and the Lookouts getting set for the finale of a six-game set here at AT&T Field. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the Shuckers development coach, works out with the catchers, and is also the first base coach, Christian Correa. Christian, thanks much for joining us.
No problem. How are you doing?
Doing good. How about you? First year coaching and almost 40 games into the season. How much are you enjoying it so far?
I love it. It's awesome. Staff is great. We've been playing pretty well on a little skid right now, but we've been playing pretty well, and I loved every single minute of it.
What's it like working with a coaching staff that has a lot of experience under their belt? Manager Mike Guerrero has been in the Brewers organization for almost 30 years. Chucky Caulfield, the hitting coach, has been in the organization for almost 10 years. How much have you learned from those guys early on?
Yeah, huge. That's such an honor luckily to be here. Guys with such experience and learning so much from them, especially it being my first year in pro ball coaching, learning a lot from them, and it's been awesome. It's been awesome.
You're also working with the youngest team in AA. What's that been like so far as a guy who just finished up their pro career not even a year ago?
Yeah, it's there's growing pains. It's the youngest team and that we have in the league, but they're super talented. That's the one thing, and we just – like we said with the staff, we're just trying to make every single guy better each day so they can make it to the big leagues.
How much fun is it for you and the staff knowing that the guys you're coaching here day in and day out are all likely future big leaguers?
It's awesome. It's to be honest, this team is very talented. Very talented, and it's amazing to work with guys that have such work ethic and talent that they do. I'm just great to have a manager like Mikey and to help me out with everything, and Chucky's been great, so it's been awesome.
You've coached college baseball. You coached a bit at Eastern Kentucky while you were still playing in indie ball, but now pro coaching in pro ball. What's the difference between coaching college kids versus coaching pro athletes?
Yeah, I think it's more in college, it's automatic win. You got to win. And then at pro ball, it's more about the development of the guy and making them the best player they can to make it to the big leagues. So,
how does that change your mindset as a coach?
Steady wins the race. That's what I got. Can't be too hard on these guys. I know it's a long year. They're going to get beat up, especially at the catcher position. So it's one of the things where there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and you got to learn how to manage those guys and be a little bit of a psychologist.
This is a catching staff that has done a great job this year at throwing out runners, limiting opportunities for opposing teams, and working with a pitching staff that's been one of the best in the Southern League. What's it been like for you to work with this catching staff?
It's been great. We got super talented guys. We got Caro, we have Lopez, we have Kale, we got Clark that's kind of developing into a catcher. So it's been good. You got a little bit of everything. You can't say enough about Caro, the elite throwing. Receiving as well. Kale's done a great job with the pitching staff, received very well. Same thing, Lopez throws well. Clark's receiving has improved tremendously. It's still early too, which is a great sign. And to see the way that Caro's throwing the ball and the way he handles the pitching staff at such a young age shows a lot of maturity.
What's impressed you the most about this catching staff 38 games in?
I think, to be honest, the way they work day in and day out. For example, I give them usually optional stuff on Saturday, and they all want to work on Saturday. So it's like, okay. But it's we talk about it. They want to see video. They want to see their reports. They want to see their numbers. They want to know why they didn't get these pitches. They want to know why they got this pitch. Like, it's just certain things. It's attention to detail, which is what's, I think, is making them over the top and making them perform the way they are.
This was also a big week for you. Last year in the American Association with the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, you won the Miles Wolf Cup. Mm-hmm. You got the ring this week. Yeah. How special is it to finally have that ring in your possession?
It's awesome. It's awesome. Like I said, that staff there is great. Anthony Renz, Chris Coast. It was great, man. And to bring that first championship to that city was awesome, and the way we did it was great against my former team that I got traded from, so it was awesome. No offense to any Milwaukee fans, so that's just what I have to say.
How special of a moment for you was it to end your career in about the most special way possible? You scored the game-winning run to win the title.
Yeah, I kind of knew halfway through the year, I was like, hey, my body's not hanging tight, so I was going to push through it. And to be able to go out like that, not being the most fleet of foot, to be able to score the winning run is pretty awesome. Like I said, that group was very special. Those guys were awesome, great chemistry. So I was glad that I was able to get it, and it's a huge rink.
Does it fit in the finger? Because it is like, it's like a 4-pound ring.
It's heavy. It's heavy. It's I have big hands in general, so I wear a size 15 ring, and it fits my middle finger fine. So, but it's heavy. I was walking around the other day downtown here in Chattanooga, and I was like dragging my right shoulder on purpose.
Well, Christian, it's been a lot of fun to watch you this year work with the guys, and it's been a real fun team as well. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Lookouts getting underway in just a couple of minutes.